97.3, fourth one.
Arlene shouldn't be here this morning because, frankly, she should be in Christopher Nick. Because yesterday, we were out and about yesterday recording kids doing the Christmas carols, which is coming soon. A couple of weeks' time, we'll get that on the show.
Yes.
In the run-up to Christmas. So yesterday, we went to Wardy Primary School.
Yes, we did.
And then we headed off down
Dander
to...
Dander Hall.
Dander Hall. And then in between Dander Hall and Bonnyrigg Primaries, we decided to have lunch.
Yes, we did.
So we went to the most rock and roll place we could find. Tesco's at Dalkey.
Yeah.
And went to the Costa inside Tesco Dalkey.
Well, now, you were entertaining fellow diners with you trying to swallow a tablet.
I had to take my tablet. It was lunchtime, so I had to take my tablet yesterday. God, how old do we sound sometimes? So I had to take my tablet and
medication.
Anyway, long story short, Arlene said, as we were leaving Tesco, Arlene said, I just need to go and get a stick of broccoli.
Yes.
And so I'll just quickly nip in and get a stick of broccoli.
Yes.
And that was the only thing that you needed
to
buy.
It's the only thing. I didn't bother with a bag. I just held it in my hand.
So we waited for you. You went through the self-checkout. You had your broccoli. You paid for it.
Yep.
And you came you came out the shop. You set off the alarm.
For the stick of broccoli, for goodness sake.
You set off the alarm. You know how the door goes, beep, 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 beep.
So now everyone in the shop is now staring at me.
And so Marty and I are sort of standing next to you. And what do you do to bring even more attention to yourself? You walk back into the shop.
Well, of course you do.
Setting off the alarm a second time. Beep, 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 beep. So, and then, this is where it gets funny. So Marty and I are thinking, well, we're out of here, right? So we walk out the shop. And Arlene is now left standing in just inside Tesco's Dalkeith, holding this stick of broccoli. We should emphasise you'd paid for it.
I had paid for
it. You had paid for it. So you're now standing there and you're waiting to be grabbed by the store detective.
Yes,
aren't you?
I am. I'm just waiting, loitering with my stick of broccoli.
You're waiting for someone to rugby tackle you to the ground for trying to run out the shop. But nobody turned up.
Not after a couple of minutes. No, nothing.
And
nobody
we're stood outside saying, come on, be fine. Just come out the shop, Arlene. So you did and you set off the alarm again.
A third time.
Beep, 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 beep. So, by this stage, Marty and I are actually rolling about on the floor laughing, shouting, thief! Grab her! Oh, it was hilarious.
The thing is, I went back in the shop, setting off the alarm a fourth time.
Yeah.
And still nobody came. I think it must be the underwiring in my bra or something.
Setting it off. I don't know what was inside the broccoli, but I wouldn't make a soup out of it, that's for sure. It was so funny. So actually what happened, in the end, you just left the shop.
Well,
and
a woman who...
Set off the alarm for a fifth time.
No, what's funny is the fifth time it didn't go off.
Oh, well,
very weird. But the woman said, I said, look, I'm sorry. She said, can I help you?
This is somebody who works for Tesco.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm just waiting to see if I'm about to be tackled to the ground. And she went, not today.
Not you should be so
right,
lucky,
thanks,
madam. But the thing is, so the alarm went off and you walked away from the shop.
Yeah.
So you actually are on the run now, aren't you?
I think they need to review their security there.
You need to come round with your furry handcuffs and she'll come with you.
Can we get reward money?
Let's hand her in.
With Guile Shopping Centre. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.